Joystick! The Joystick Show! Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our Twisted Reality. Is your punk ass ready to finally rumble?
Joystick! The Joystick Show!
Hello, gamers, and welcome back to the Joystick Show, the monthly show. Now we do. We went from bi-weekly to, what is it? Why? Is it something that we just can't stay on top of? It's our bad. Our peeps, our RoboPack look to us every now and then. They wanted more info. We're not providing it. What's up with that?
I don't know.
You need to jump on just randomly, even if I'm not there, and just like giving up some news updates. Let it be the Thing 12 news update when it happens.
Yeah.
Right? Because all your friends listen. We know that. Yeah. Right? Let's get it on. All right, let's talk gaming. We got a lot going on here. And this is show 95A. Right? This is week number 82 in quarantine. No, I don't know where we are. This is just the new world. Just stop it. Just talk. Just talk. People want to hear, absorb more content because they're playing a lot of games. So they want to be not only absorb content, be a part of the show and provide content. How do they do it?
You can do it at joystick_show on Twitter, joystickshow@gmail.com, our email, or joystickshow.com, our website. And then we also have a Discord, which is just at joystickshow.
Right, so if you want to get a game on, I spent some time going through Discord playing it. Just say what game you want. We'll jump on. We'll set up the channel within our server, and we'll get it going so everybody can play part of the Rumble Pack. All right, so let's get talking about video games. But though, before we do have our sponsor, right? It's called the Game Odger, the chair massager for gamers. That's right. Why bother getting up and walking around, stretching, or even yawning? Just purchase the Game Odger and let the chair do all the work. Blood flow, muscle cramps no more, and cellulite? Well, can't do much about that. But get the spa treatment at home while playing games. The Game Odger, chair massager, just for payments of $199.99. Reserve yours today.
$199.99, four payments. Why don't you just buy four regular massaging chairs for the whole family?
You ever seen the cost of these massaging chairs? Oh my gosh, these things, you get into them, like they ramp around you. It's almost claustrophobic. Legs. Yeah, it gets it done. And those are usually like $1,200 in Skyland or Skyward magazines or whatever the heck, like Bookstone or they're not a sponsor. All these guys. This looks like a good one. It's a Game Odger.
Okay.
All right. That's our sponsor. So I think that's the biggest sponsor we've had yet, right? As far as the cost of the... They didn't even give us like a special, like a Joystick Show special. Save yourself a few bucks. Maybe get a couple extra attachments. No? All right. So what are we doing on the gaming front?
What are you up to?
Well, I am playing World of Warships.
Okay.
So basically with this game...
You said you were going to try this a while ago.
Yeah.
Or not a while ago.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. So this game is nothing more than World of Tanks reskinned with battleships.
Is it the same makers?
Yep, everything. But I will tell you, I actually like it a little better, but because you know with a warship, you know you got to turn. It's not like turning instantly and doing everything. You got to bring it around. But it's cool because there's torpedoes, and when you launch torpedoes, it's all within arcs, which is kind of very board game-ish, right? Like X-Wing and. Well, the board games, we have to deal with arcs.
Wow.
So it's a pretty cool concept. I like it. The problem is after you play it two or three times, you know, like anything, it's a money grab, right? You got to upgrade your guy or upgrade your ships, do everything. You can build up normally by playing, but to get all the cool stuff and all the skins and everything, because the game is free. So what do you want, right? You're playing for free. They want you to drop some coin to do it or grind the heck out of it and play it as you do. Cool game. Like I said, you know, it must be just me getting long in the tooth where I get bored really easy with games. I don't know if you're seeing that or feeling that. It seems like you do too a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm starting to get really bored with games. Unless it's a really good survival game that I can play by myself. But if not, it's got to be.
But is that because you're just doing nothing but gaming all the time now? Or is there something more to it?
Hey,
look, I found my iPods. I was wondering where they were. Anyways, go ahead.
No, I think the reason, I don't know. Like, it's to the point where I'm playing games that I'm like, the games themselves aren't fun. I'm just kind of playing there.
Right.
But what makes it fun is that I'm actually on with my friends and talking. And that's kind of fun to it. But, so games are kind of, unless it's a new game or one that it's highly anticipated or something I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, which we'll get to in a minute, but go ahead.
Like Dying Light 2 or okay. Other games as well.
Yeah.
Unless it's one of those. Like, for Spider-Man PS4, I was so excited.
Yeah, it's about something we're going to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, well, for when I got Spider-Man PS4 and I loaded it up and I was going to do a campaign.
Yeah.
Even playing
you
the
wet
game,
yourself a little
playing
bit,
the game
you?
By myself is just, it was the most fun thing. Like, it was,
right.
I had excitement from it. But unless it's a game like that, I just, games just aren't as fun.
Which is a good way to segment into why we do this show, right? We're a father and son combo, generational mm-hmm. gaming. I used to play back when the, you know, Commodore 64, VIC-20, back in the day.
Yeah.
You didn't start until about the Xbox, maybe, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Two questions. One is, as you play games, you go through it, you go, have I just played so many games, so much gaming right now, that I'm losing interest in it? Is there an issue with games right now because of the amount that you're playing, or is it the quality mm-hmm. of games?
It's the quality, I think. And, that, yeah. and the reason I say that is because I went away for this weekend for a bit.
Yes.
Like
you actually got out and lived a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Your room.
And so while I was gone after like the first day, and we were about to go back the next day, I was actually kind of excited to get back on because I wanted to play this game. Like, excited for just the game itself.
Right.
And then I got it in the first 30 minutes, I was bored again.
Right.
And I don't think that's because I've been playing it so much, because I was excited that, like, I don't know, maybe it is, but, like,
yeah.
Or it could be the game itself that just, like, made it so, after being really excited, as I got on,
right.
It just wasn't, because, like, so, it's the same thing I'm excited for, like, Spider-Man PS4 I was excited for, but
right.
It didn't end because it was actually fun, the game, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because we're dealing with two things here, and this is what I mean by generational. First of all, I've seen, you never say I've seen it. There's nothing more that can be created that we've already been created, right? Because that's just mm-hmm. dumb. You don't want to do that. Be that person. But I will say there's so many genres, so many versions of the same game that I've seen out, whether it be an 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit, 100, or 5-gig, mm-hmm. right? That it's the same thing. It's just prettier. But it's still the same mechanics, moving and shooting and doing everything, right?
Yeah.
So that as I get older, I go, ugh, that game doesn't really do anything for me. We just don't last in it. That's why I've moved and done a lot of board gaming, because there is so many options and new creative ways that mm-hmm. they're designing games. That's cool. That I'm looking for that in video games right now. I want to find something that rejuvenates me. Now, I'll tell you, Mech Assault, when I was playing that, did it because it gave me a different position of being
yeah.
in a mech,
right,
something
now,
unique, you know? I'm not running around shooting as a person and whatever. I don't care if it's World War I, World War II, you know, Vietnam, modern warfare, future warfare, right? You're still running around with some kind of gun. This was in a mech and something different, right? I find
mm-hmm.
that to be valuable as I've played games over four decades now, right? And go, what is it that really intrigues me?
Yeah, I feel like there's two things right now when games like that are coming out with that are making it or that
okay.
are working that people
Tell
are
me.
Buying, and that's one is being nostalgic or like a remake of like Doom. Every
yes.
time a Doom comes out,
everything's remastered.
Halo,
right?
Halo comes out. Everyone just because of the fact that it was like if Halo 5 if that came out
right
and there was no previous Halos, it wouldn't be as popular as
no.
it was. And it's
right.
still the same game. It's still the same fun.
I get
so
it.
So that's
yeah.
the first reason, is nostalgia.
Like, which is, let me just jump in and say, remember last episode I talked about Splinter Cell?
Mm-hmm.
If they remastered Splinter Cell to be modern with the look and the
yeah.
feel, I'd be all over it. I'd buy, $60? Drop it. Bink. Done.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, I don't know if you played it. It was called Destroy All Humans or whatever. It was
mm-hmm.
an old game, like 80s. And
okay.
they just remastered it. It came out with a new one. And it's a really simple game, like a game, like a 5-gigabyte game, but it's like there's no, it's just kind of going around and doing stuff in an open world, and there's no real end objective or story or anything like
yeah,
that. It's a
yeah.
game like that, but people are buying it because they, like if you go to the reviews on Steam, it's all them saying, I played this game when I was young
yeah,
in the 80s
yeah.
or whatever, and it was so cool to come see
right.
it. And that's all they were saying. The other stuff was people saying, like, there's not enough to do or whatever. But that's because they didn't actually play it before.
Yeah.
Nostalgia's one. And the second is just something completely new. Or by completely new, something that hasn't been played too much. Like Fortnite, when it first became popular, Battle Royale was unique.
Right.
It was sort of unique. Like, PUBG was barely making it, but...
No, it was unique.
PUBG was actually really popular, and then Fortnite came out.
Right, so it was really PUBG that...
So something new like that, people are...
Well, Minecraft, right? It took the 8-bit, right? But created something unique out of 8-bit that wasn't done, you know what I mean?
And then Minecraft right now is a mix of both. Because when it first came out, it was new. Regular Minecraft. When it first came out, it was that new. And now it's all nostalgia. When they update it, people go back to it.
Nostalgia for you. It's still, relatively new for me.
Well,
I get you. Go ahead.
I don't know. So that's what I feel like the two things are. They're making it right now. Valorant, which is what I was playing, which I'm getting a little excited to play it, going back first 10 minutes, getting bored of. That basically is like a perfect example of what it hasn't done either. It's the same game as CS:GO, just remastered, but it's in a different way with abilities or whatever.
Yep.
It's just the same kind of idea, and then mixed with it being the first game, there isn't an old Valorant game, you know, and that's the two things that it doesn't have either of those, and it's still doing well. It's still a popular game right now. So I can't say it's not doing well, but it's just not fun for me.
Right. And so I guess that's the thing is, if we look at the future of games, and you said how PUBG and then Fortnite created the Battle Royale, which is unique, right? I don't see, like I said to you, I find that a lot in board games because creators are coming out with ways to do it where you don't have to be so technical and don't have to. I think the real issue is, and maybe I'm wrong in this, but as I've gone through this now in my third decade of doing podcasts and reviewing games, talk about games, is that we're always confined to the engine. In other words, I always said the real value and the real development is the gaming engine, not so much the skin or the theme or whatever that's over it, because... You know, you can theme a million different things, but if it still feels like you're playing, whether you're playing Master Chief, Captain America, or God of War guy, if we're all doing the same thing, it doesn't matter, right? It's still the same game, just skinned differently. But when the engine started changing, like Star Wars Battlefront came out, or one of them came out where all of a sudden you could control the AI to where they would start doing different things based on your movements.
Yeah.
That was a different context, right? Mm-hmm. So the game felt different.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I get it.
So I don't see anything new right now coming out that's actually highlighting that or doing anything.
Right now they're just working on graphics, I guess.
Right.
And improving
Which is fine, and that'll change a little bit, right? That'll help, but I don't know if it'll revolutionize anything. Certainly not in the video game. So you agree there's no games that are specifically right now that are revolutionary that you can see, because there's no new engine that's pending out, right? And there's no things, but everybody's talking about consoles. What are consoles really doing? They're not changing the mechanics of gaming. They're just making them faster, prettier, right? And that's why I said, when I think the next mechanism I think will change the gaming world slightly, not a ton, is using video backgrounds, like real video, and then overlaying graphical interfaces of combat and things going on. Does that make sense? Because the overlays are getting so realistic looking, they almost blend in with the video. That would be awesome. And I think that might add a little bit, but I still think we're about a year out on that. But we'll see when the console is launched. So anyway, so that's what I'm playing. What are you playing?
I am playing, like I said, Valorant, because they just came out with an update today at noon.
What is today? Today's the 3rd or 4th? August 4th.
It was the Act 2, so basically the next season.
Yep.
They have added a new agent, so when you can be, Rainbow adds new ops, so it's really cool. It's a good update, and they're adding new game mode tomorrow that might actually be really fun that I haven't tried. That'll stop it from being repetitive.
Think about that. Even game modes, just creating something new game mode, right?
So, I don't know. I'm playing that, as well as going back to Ark, because it's a survival game that's really, it's just fun.
Yeah. So that's the one thing I was going to ask you, because I was going to get with my boy, Old Peculiar, and ask, see if he wants to try it. Because that Ark survival game or whatever, where you're flying pterodactyls, or you're building weapons on dinosaurs and stuff, That looks pretty cool. Is it a good game?
Well, okay.
Or do you have to grind it out a lot?
No, here's what I'm going to say is that it's not a good game.
It isn't.
It's not made very well.
Okay.
Besides, I could tell they worked hard on the graphics and the idea and the crafting and everything. But the actual fact is you can't... The game's been old now, and they've kind of stopped working on it. They've updated it, but they've stopped making it good. I don't know. I want to say it's a bad game because you're the only way to actually get on and play it is to play with your friend, let's say you want your friend to get on a server where you're not on, then you can't host your own server, you have to find a server, and in find a server, you have to find it with, 10x, which means, all the harvesting amount is multiplied by 10, because the actual game in their standards, their vanilla way of harvesting, would take way too long to get anything
right.
And actually have fun and get to higher up, so no one plays on it. They always play higher.
Yeah.
So the official servers are, barely played on. But you also have to find a server with no one on it, because if you do find it with someone on it...
They're going to rob you and rape you.
But the thing is, servers rarely wipe, and the game screwed up by making it so you can transfer stuff from other servers, if this makes sense. So you can have all the top-tier stuff on day one.
At the new server.
On the new server when you come in.
Oh, gotcha.
And they fly around with dragons. They can easily destroy your little bases.
Oh.
It just takes forever I don't know. So me and my friend, in order to do that, we found a server with... It's PvP, which means we can raid other people's bases that got offline. So we can take stuff or at least remove them so we can build at places. Mm-hmm. And zero players so that we don't get destroyed by professionals or people who... just basically bring everything over.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're doing. We're basically just playing it for the survival aspect.
So it's not something I need to be...
It is if you want to... Because I don't think you'd be on without him, right?
Right.
So what you can do is you can host your own server by yourself, you and him, and just play the whole survival aspect with dinosaurs and taming them.
Oh, without anybody else coming in.
And you can do that. And it'll take you 30 minutes to get everything set up because what you go through, you make it how much you want per tree you harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Basically to make it... To fit your playstyle, if you want to do it faster and not have to.
Well, he loves resource management, so maybe that's actually a cool thing for the game. Yeah,
but it's also very. It's like, it's kind of clunky, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just gotta get used to it.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Yeah. No, I'll check it out for sure. But it's actually a really good conversation on that. So we'll see if that advances. Okay. Let's jump into the news.
Joystick News
Report. All right, in the news, a couple things. Oh, from the top of the show. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to buy it, but guess what came out?
What?
Oh, look, it's Cyberpunk Pre-Order Guide. That's right, we're not even going to sell the game yet. This has only been 3 years since the game has been pitched and pumped and whatever, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. So now they're like, hey guys, why don't you go and buy the guide to know how to play the game that'll never come out?
Okay.
Are you in? You gonna drop that money? Not me.
It's a collector's edition, though, so it not only comes with, a map of the map.
Oh, stop. And collector's edition. Yeah, it's going to be a collector's edition because it's going to be a guide of a game that never came out.
It's going to come with a physical map.
It'll come out, but I'm just joking.
That in a few years, it's going to be worth a lot more than you bought it for. It's going to come with cool collector's edition to put on your shelves.
So we should buy it just to put it away?
It's going to come with cooler stuff in the game.
Do I need to put it away with my Darth Maul lightsaber that's never been opened in the package?
What?
Oh, yeah. Worth a ton of money, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Giddy
up.
So we don't need to buy that, but
no.
People will.
Okay.
For sure.
Well, that's due out. I saw that. I was
GameStop's
what?
Still alive.
Huh?
I feel like I only see GameStops at malls.
GameSpot?
GameStop.
At GameStop. Yeah, it's still valid. Yeah, it's still out there. Make it happen. I've never been to a mall in the past year or so now, right?
Because
There's I almost said the word. Never said the word on the show. I almost did. Mm-hmm. You said I did one time.
Yeah, and I edited it out.
Oh, there it is. I never said the word then.
Yeah.
Never mind. Anyways, so yeah. So that's Cyberpunk. What else we got in the news? Oh, a couple of things on Sony, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you see this?
I did.
So, fours are not fives. So they're talking about compatibility, right? And how Xbox is reigning over compatibility, right? But so what it's basically saying is, which is interesting because if you remember, the 360 didn't work with the Xbox One either. So I'm not saying this is a big deal or not, but they did officially say that the Sony PS4 controllers will not work with Sony PS5. You got to have your own controllers. That's an accessory business 101, right? They're not going to allow you to do it because they want to sell you those extra controllers when you throw them through the room.
No, it says PS5, the backwards, so you can use a PS4 controller with a PS5.
You can?
Yes, but you can't do it for the games that come out for PS5. Because those games, if you remember...
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying to you, right.
But
that's...
say the backwards compatibility, say you have a PS4 game on the PS5, you can use a PS4 controller
for
that. Oh,
that changes everything then, right?
Because if you remember when the PS4 came out, it had this new touchpad.
Yeah.
And Uncharted 4, all that, used that touchpad.
Yes.
And it said, like, you have to do this swipe. Like, it's just like the controller might have something that
wants. That doesn't do. So that's actually better then. So let me backtrack.
Yeah.
All right. So unlike the Xbox 360, no games on the Xbox One worked with a 360 mm-hmm. controller, right?
Yeah.
In this one, they're saying, no, PS4 does not work with PS5 games, but past games, like PS4s played on PS5s, you can mm-hmm. do it. So it will at least connect to it. Like, you can't get a 360 to connect to the One. Mm-mm. No, right? So at least that's good. So that's actually a positive thing. So this is not a story of negativeness. Mm. This is a story of positiveness.
Yeah, which makes sense that you can't use it on the new games, because that would just...
Well, yeah.
That would just be worse if you could, right. Because it means that it's not going to have any new...
I was trying to get to the point where, you know, we want Sony wants to make more money on, you know, throwing controllers against the wall, getting too much gaming gunk inside them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A little too much left trigger, left trigger, left trigger, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So that's kind of cool. Then that's a good story, and I'm glad you clarified on that. The next thing, speaking of Sony.
This is cool. I saw you sent this earlier.
Right? Mm. So Marvel Avengers game will...
Oh, wait, not cool. What?
No, will add Spider-Man, but only on PS4 and PS5. Well, that's...
What?
Yeah, because they have the license.
Oh, my God.
Yes! So I didn't know you would like this. So, well, here's the thing, though. We have a PS4. And Marvel Avengers, just buy PS4
it's
for
on PS4.
Just buy it for PS4.
But isn't it online multiplayer? Or is it not?
Yeah.
If the game isn't online multiplayer, we'd get it for PS4. But if it's multiplayer, we would get it for Xbox, because that's what everyone's going to get it on.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it? I think it is multiplayer, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But they say Marvel Avengers is also coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series.
We would have to look up. We'd have to look up what Spider-Man looks like on the game, and if it's worth buying a whole new console. Just like, if he doesn't have that much, he's just a little exclusive thing,
right?
Then it's not worth
it might not be worth the full bang.
What's the countdown on it, though?
No, this was releasing some gameplay on the actual game that came out the end of I think it was end of July. They showed it looks like a pretty cool game, right? Going through
it looks like a great game. Yeah,
look at, they got a lot of beta. They got a lot of cool things going through. I mean, they've been promoting this thing for a while now, right? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, Spider-Man. I mean, unless it's going to be cross-platform, which it isn't, right? Most likely. Then you definitely got to look at it. But I don't know if I'd give up the multiplayer with all your buddies just for Spider-Man.
I wouldn't.
You might, but no, you wouldn't.
Well. It depends. It depends what it'd be. If Spider-Man is really good in the game, or he's super cool, you can free roam with his web swinging.
Right.
I would do it.
Do it.
But if it's something, if it's a character that has four abilities and it's like web shooting,
right.
Web swinging, kick, punching,
right.
And like climbing on walls, but only
crawl.
In like the campaign area or whatever.
Yeah.
If it's just a character you can be in a campaign mission. That's with no freedom or anything, I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I almost think it might be worth it if they do a campaign and you can be Spider-Man in it, because he contributes to it. But
if it's not anything where, like, he's super fun to use. And
but you would actually think you'd play multiplayer with your buddies on this game. You think everybody would?
Yeah. I just don't know who would actually get it, but yeah.
Yeah, cool. I might actually get that. That may be something we'd all get to do.
That'd be cool.
So. All right. So that was kind of a cool thing. Lastly, what do we have? There's something else in the news I saw that was important. I know what it was. You know, I always say it's not politically correct anymore to say the redheaded stepchild. It's just not. So don't say that, son. Okay. So the point being is that Nintendo Switch, who we have not spoken about in a long time. Yeah. I know you haven't. We haven't really brought it up. There's been a few games out there. There's a lot of things going on, right? But what I thought was interesting is that we, under our noses, we didn't even realize this because of the, oh, didn't say the word again, mm-hmm. us being locked down, right, for a certain period of time, Nintendo Switches and Switch Lites became out of stock. People are buying them like mad. Did you know this? Yeah, I know, right? Underneath our noses. Well, they just recently said, oh, by the way, they're back in stock at Best Buy right now. So there was actually a time when you couldn't get a Switch, and wow. yet we used to talk very little about the Switch games, even though, wow, what was the last Switch game that was good that we even talked about?
I don't know. There might actually be good ones that we just didn't even know that yeah, came out.
Yeah, we just been...
I remember the last one I was actually really excited for was Mario Maker 2.
Yeah.
Which was a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
Last year.
Last summer. Yeah, there's been a couple things where I think like the Boulder Gates or a few other games. Remember there's a couple I said that would be good. I might have to steal that from you. I might have to go in and play that.
What?
That might be my console now.
The Switch.
I'm going to take it from you.
I want to check out if they have anything new.
Yeah, definitely. So I thought you'd be like to see that. I bet there's some cool stuff. So, all right. So anything else? I think that's the news, right? Mm-hmm. That's the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News.
All right. So you're going to have to combine the Riff Raff and the Deal of the Week together. Ready? Go ahead.
Deal of the Week.
Why is this important? Because the Deal of the Week is VR right now. I went online trying to find some cool games. Still a little questionable about the games, but I'll tell you right now, Humble Bundle, which again, we've talked about many times, the humblebundle.com is the place to go for games outside of Xbox Game Pass and outside of the stores. You want to find ways to save money? Mm-hmm. Go to humblebundle.com.
We're not sponsored.
No, we're not sponsored, even though I did sign us up because if you bought through us, I think all the proceeds would go to military vets and gaming so that we send them consoles and everything overseas, which I think is awesome, but we're just not that level, I think, to make a huge impact. But if you want to look at Humble Bundle and it says type in whatever, I think it's joystick to do so. But take a look at Humble Bundle because they have a 93% off sale on most games. 93%. Not all games, but like a lot of games. But I found most games between 50 and 90% to be good games. For instance, Skyrim, mm-hmm. VR. If you don't have Skyrim, you want to start a game, go, look, I'm going to try this with VR. I think you played it one time, didn't you, on VR?
Yeah.
You said so it was okay.
My friend got it, and he's game sharing with me, so I tried
right.
it.
Yeah. Wasn't the bow and arrow kind of cool to do? But like that one game I was playing, Strike Force, that game was awesome for a little bit. What was it called, Strike? Remember it was the game
made by the same people
who made
was
Final Assault.
Final Assault. Yeah. I forgot what it was called.
Yeah,
it was...
Phaser Lock Interactive. Our boys. Here in Austin.
I forgot what the bow game was called. It was really fun, but
yeah.
It's the actual Skyrim I played was I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was pretty cool. I just didn't really play it enough. It felt unfinished. It felt like I was playing regular Skyrim, but I was just put in the view of the character, and like the whole moving was clunky and everything.
Right, right.
It was still good. It was still pretty cool, and I've seen people play it and enjoy it.
Well, so. Here's my question: is it worth $17.99? It's probably
was
about
originally
the right, 59 bucks or something.
What?
I mean, it's 70% off, right?
If you enjoy Skyrim, then yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It just came up. 70% off, $18, $17.99, and a bunch of other games online at humblebundle.com, the VR sale going on, so take advantage of it. Okay, lastly, we have new releases, right?
Right.
What do we got for new releases? Let's look at the month of October. Not October. Hello. August.
August,
we are looking at... here's the thing that got me to look at was Space Empires. Star Fury. This is for PC. It got a user rating of 7.8. I guess there's a lot of Space Empire games out there. I wasn't familiar with them, but they are out and about. There's a couple of games. Wargroove, Double Trouble. It got an 8 review as well. What else? A couple of bigger ones out later on. What we got here? Oh, Phantasy Star Online 2. Again, it looks like more of an Asian-based... online game for PC, though. It got a 9.9 average user rating. So you know those are some loyalists right there playing that game.
Yeah.
King of Fighters R2. No, not R2-D2. It's not a Star Wars game. It's another individual game. Got pretty good rating. That's why we bring it up. Take a look at it. It's out for that's out for Nintendo Switch, actually. King of Fighters is what that game was about. Anything else? A couple of bad games we don't even want to bother bringing up. The Railway Empire Complete Collection. I think they came out before, but that's on across the board on Xbox One and PS4. They kind of, I think, remastered, put them all together for you. So if you're into that, you should check it out. What else we got here?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yep.
Oh, that's actually a really good game.
It's an action role player.
People are kind of excited for that one.
It's out for PC.
I'm pretty sure
now.
It almost has like a Breath of the Wild Zelda feel to it.
Okay.
Or
it actually looks a little bit like Ark, but
I don't remember. I might be thinking of a different game, but I don't know. I've seen a lot of that. And I've seen a lot of people excited for that.
Really? So it's called Horizon Zero Dawn. It's out for the PS4 and for PC as well, right? Mm. And that got a 9 superb rating across the board. Next, that was this week, out this week. The following week, just looking, we have Monster Jam Steel Titan out for Nintendo Switch. I bet that would be good for a Switch game. Monster Jam. We'll sell you the whole seat. You only need the edge. Just love saying that. What else? Anything else next week that looks like it's got any potential whatsoever?
Dying Light Hellraid. It's a DLC for the original Dying Light. They have people working on the second game, and then they have people working on DLCs for the first game to keep you.
Wow. So it gave it an 8.1 user rating.
But I think that's already out. I don't know why that's here.
It's out now?
I think it was already
out. On PS4, Xbox One, and PC?
I think it was already out on Steam on PC. Maybe not. Or maybe it was a pre-order thing. I don't know. But yeah, that's going to be cool.
Pathfinder. This is a great game, especially for the board gaming geeks out there. Pathfinder for video game Kingmaker. It's out as well. Released for the United States and Europe. PS4 and Xbox. Xbox One. And let's see. Remnant from the Ashes. Subject 2923.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Let's move on from that. All right, don't see much there. Last week, let's just take a quick look. Madden NFL 21. Is there even going to be a season?
Yeah, I wonder what that's going
to
be like.
It's supposed to be out on August 24th. I mean, there's supposed to be pre-games. We didn't even know. We got the. I don't know, what is it now? The Dallas, can't even be the Cowboys. Because those guys were violent, so it's probably the Dallas Cowhands and the Washington... Oh, football team. And then what else? I don't know. Anyways, it's called the Madden NFL 21. What? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I was just kind of off topic of gaming, but didn't Dwayne Johnson buy XFL for like $15 million?
He just bought it?
I think he did.
No way. If he did, I'm back in 100% because I told you XFL was going to... Oh, this is not really a video game conversation, I said XFL could take over NFL last year before the whole... Oh, almost said it a third time in the cast. Mm-hmm. What happened to us, right? And they end up going bankrupt because they had to stop the season and they put all that money into it. That was the best chance right now for them to actually get a grip and take over a portion of the viewership. I get arguments all the time. NFL is strong as it? No, it isn't. It isn't. I used to watch NFL. It's not the game it used to be. Great players, some superb players, but the game itself, not as good. XFL, awesome.
You should have a podcast for XFL.
Oh, I should. I would just like launch into it. It'd be great. Anyways, so that's cool. If he's buying it up and they're going to redo it again, but I bet he's going to do it because Dwayne knows WWE guy.
That he also has his own show, The Titan Games. I don't know if that has anything to do with...
Maybe.
Football, but yeah.
So he probably bought it cheap and was going to do something with it. I tell you what, it may actually still have some value. I don't think to the level that... who's the guy that owns WWE? McMahon. Not Ed McMahon. He passed away. Rest his soul. Something McMahon. What's his first name?
I don't know.
Anyways, he's a WWE. Of course, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. They are probably friends or know it. Anyways, he probably did a deal with him, took it over, bought what's remaining of the game. All right. Anything else? I don't see anything of value. You see anything?
Nope.
Jump Force?
Jump Force coming out somewhere else. A deluxe edition.
Right, on Nintendo Switch.
Yep, that's going to be about it.
All right, good stuff, good show. Like I said, we'll keep at it. New stuff comes up that's relevant and important, we want to discuss it with you. We appreciate you continuing to podcast us and making us a part of your month at some point along the way. We'll keep on because we enjoy doing it, and we appreciate the Rumble Pack staying loyal and being with us along the way. If they do want to be a part of the show, be on the show, provide some content, let us know, how do they do it?
You can get a hold of us at joystick_show on Twitter, joystickshow@gmail.com, our Discord at joystickshow, or our website, joystickshow.com. Did I already say that?
I think I did.
And that's about it, right?
That does. And by the way,
Vince McMahon.
That's his name. Now I remembered it. So everybody out there going, come on, Bo, don't you know it's Vince? It's Vince. It's Vince. Yeah, Vince McMahon.
Okay.
Sold it to Dwayne, hopefully. I'm going to check on it. All right. Good stuff, guys. We appreciate you each and every time we click the mic here. Until next time, game on.
Joystick. The Joystick Show.